So let's see something about QGIS. Who of you is using regularly QGIS? Less than 80%. That's bad. So how is the project going? It's going very well. If you see the number of commits, the number of codes increase, it's going very fast, particularly in the last couple of years. And even more importantly, we have more and more people who's working in QGIS. Okay, since we switched to Git, actually the trend is very, 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 very good. So we are quite happy with that. And well, that's an index of popularity, Google Trend Search. And you see that QGIS is going very, very well. We start more or less even with three or four different projects. We are now climbing a lot, very, very fast. And the trend is even increasing. And if you compare to proprietary software, we are going fairly well, I would say. So, so let's see a few of the reasons that make this a success. First, from a technical point of view, we have a nice feature in QGIS. I bet some of you will not know some of this. So everybody knows that QGIS is a desktop JS, but it's also a web JS. We have a server. We have a WMS, WFS, and WFS transactional server in QGIS. And it's actually the fastest to install and the fastest to configure WMS, WFS server that you can find. We can use background maps, Google, Bing, and so on, from the web. It's a WMST client, TS client. It's a WCS also client. And it has nice facilities for importing and exporting SLD for styling for the web. So it's a nice tool, even if you don't use it directly on the web, it's a nice tool to help you using the web JS, like map server and so on. We also have a couple of web clients inside the QJS. One is based in PHP, one is in the usual JS, JOX, and so on. And they are quite nice, they are quite well integrated with the server, so you can define a print layout, a complex print layout in your QJS project, and you'll find it on the web straight away. And that's something that you can't do easily in any other web JS. We play well with databases. We have several good things about that. We have a DB manager. That is probably the easiest way of moving your layers between a shapefile, PostGIS, and Specialite. We just drag and drop a shapefile into your PostGIS, and it's there. And you move from PostGIS to Specialite, and it's also there. So then you can create query layers, even if you don't have direct access, rather other than select on a database, you can create your queries on your client side, which is quite good. Then you can manage your database. If you have the right to access, you can create schema, drop tables, and so on, many things. And it's probably the first client that handles PostGIS topology, which is brand new stuff, and PostGIS rasters. Then we have a native support for, of course, PostGIS, Specialite, SQL Anywhere, SQL Server Special, sorry about the word, and Oracle Special, and lots of other ugly stuff. Then we do advanced cartography. We have pretty advanced symbology now. We have thousands of color maps, and the nice thing is that you can use the same color map for raster and for vectors straight away. We have advanced labeling with expression based, so you can put concatenate string, you can calculate, extract data from your table and put it on your label, and so on. We have plenty of analysis in QGIS. We have several native analysis, but we also can profit from GRASS analysis, Goodall, JALS, and OFL toolbox is a new entry, relatively new, Saga, R, and so on. And that we do thanks to Victor, to the Sextante Analytica framework. That's, if you play with it, you'll be happy. course. Then all the interface is entirely customizable, which is very good. You can build your own QJS with just a few buttons for school, for children, or for a special task, or for going out in the fields, and so on. You can remove or add any button from the interface. So you can do whatever you want, and you can save it as a simple XML file, and you can drop it in all your machine and change the appearance of your QJS very easily. Then you have a data browser. You can add data from raster vectors, web services database, just straight away. Okay, you don't have to remember which is the button for rasters or vectors or whatever, which is so good. We have plenty of plugins. We have now a centralized infrastructure, so a website, basically a web application, where you can find more info that were usually available for plugins. You can add your rating, your stars, to your preferred plugin. And of course, we have hundreds of plugins available, and they're increasing very fast also. So my invitation is publish your own plugin. Is there anybody who developed a plugin apart from Victor? Can't believe it. So start doing it. Okay, printout is quite nice. You can customize it very, very well. You can have now a multi-page layout. So you can put a map and a reference map on another one, on another page, and a table on another one, and so on. You can build up atlases, so you have your series of maps surrounding each element that you want to show. You have a dynamic overview now, and as I said, you can do web printing in a very easy way. So, how did we get to this nice result? We started in a real hacker way, scratching our own itches. So, Gary Sherman started the project more than 10 years ago. And he just needed a PostGIS viewer, because PostGIS was already usable, but nobody could see the nice results of it. So he started, and more people came in. Oh, sorry. Ah, too bad. It's a slow image here. Okay, more funny people joined the project. More or less. And the good thing is that we have a very, very democratic structure. We don't have a dictatorship. Oh, the formatting is wrong. Okay. We have a very democratic setting. We don't have anybody who owns QJS who decide things. Almost all the decisions are made through the public mailing list. We have a steering committee, so we can be sure that the project is not left alone in the web space. But it's very, very rare that we decide something as a steering committee. Okay, the final word can be of the steering committee, but we always ask the community for release, for anything. Okay, maybe even more importantly, the ownership of code is retained by the original developer. So you cannot think of somebody buying QJS tomorrow, okay? That's very sure for me. It's a very good thing. Remember of the case of MySQL, which is now owned by Oracle, and you can understand what I mean. And I think this is really one of the crucial points for the success of QJS, okay? We have a wide variety of web tools to build up this this community. And of course, we have mailing lists, we have IRC channel, which are quite active. We have, of course, backtrackers, a site on site on the Stack Exchange. We have the plugin, which is also a community tool. We work on GitHub now. We have manuals on Lulu, so we publish and you can buy it in print from there. And we are more or less doing something on social network. We are not really that keen on it, but we'll move more and more on that. Okay, one of the crucial things for us is Hackfest. We meet twice a year in various places, mostly around Europe. And they are very, very nice place to be. Well, I invite those of you who want to help us to come. And they are very, very informal. There is no particular agenda. You go there and you do what you want, and you seek for collaboration from others. And the results are quite impressive. After each Hackfest, we have tons of new code, bug fix, new applications, and so on. So it's really quite nice. And also the nice thing is that it costs very little. It's really a few thousand euros, and we rely on sponsors for that, and donors, and so on. Well, I will talk about that later. Okay, we have fun sometimes, or kind of fun, hacker fun. Okay, so who pays for all that? Nobody, I would say, but it's not true. Mainly it's individual customers who need something. So really QGIS is built on the request of somebody. So it's, I need something, I hire a developer, and I have my code. Okay, that's the core of the thing. Then we have a lot of volunteer work, people, just students or people that want to do it because they like it, and so on. We also have donors. I like very much the small donors. My preferred donor is the $10 donor, who is not forced to do it. It just give a sign of appreciation of our work. That's quite nice. Of course, it doesn't cover much of it, but perhaps a few beer during Hackfest, but it's a very nice thing. It's nice to work and see people happy. We have sponsors. We now have a gold sponsor from Japan for 3 years, which secure our base for Hackfest, which is quite nice. And it's... No power. It's really being difficult. No. It's power off. I think it's no. There is no current there. Okay, so I'll be quick. So we have very little direct funding. So good for you. So it's very widely used. It's very widely used, mostly in Europe, but you can see it's widely used in East Asia and so on. But participation, it's very skewed from a few countries. And I think this is bad, in part because it gives us less resources, developers and money. But it's even more important because we have less understanding of local user need. Say, for instance, in Eastern Asia, they have a lot of trouble with UTF-8, UTF-16, etc. And we have little feedback from them, so it's sometimes difficult to understand and see what to do. Okay, so my take-home lesson is do something about that. So let us know your problems, a specific problem. I sometimes hear, okay, QGIS doesn't do that, but if you don't write it, if you don't open a ticket, nobody will notice. So let us know. And if you have solution, share it. So write to the mailing list, write blog entries. We have a planet to aggregate blog entries, go to the IRC, and so on. Send us case studies. If you have nice results from QGIS, why not letting people know about that? And do translation. Translation are very important. I know that in Spain this is an increasingly interesting problem. So we have a new infrastructure based on Git, which is still to be a bit polished, but it's quite nice. No more LaTeX around, if you're happy with that. So I invite you to come and join us with that. Then, of course, if you can, write code. That's the most important thing, so go and try. QGIS, it has a very low entry level for writing code, so even if you are not really the top hacker, you can probably do something. Never keep your code with you. So send us, let us know, do a pull request or whatever, because it's always good to do it. Help us doing unit tests. In the far past, QGIS was notoriously a bit unstable, sometimes on a certain platform. Now it's much more stable, but we need unit tests for anything. And of course, having thousands of functions, this is a huge job. So help us doing it. It's fairly easy to do, so you can join us for that. And help us developing local ecosystem with companies, with anything. So start your companies working on QGIS. I think it's the right time to do it. And of course, we as a QGIS team are here to help you. So of course, you're welcome. And of course, remember to be back if you build your nice company working on QGIS. Remember to give something back in terms of code or resources or whatever, because it's good for you also. Okay, why not having a Hackfest sooner or later in Spain? We had it in Portugal, we had it in France, we had it in many countries. So why not doing it sooner or later? They are quite nice. They are not meant only for developers. Translators are very welcome users, power users that help us doing testing and so on. So why not? Why not doing also a QGIS day? This has been done also in several countries, and it has been a huge success normally. In some countries we had a QGIS day, which were more popular than the OSGEO conference. That was not really very well. There were people that were not happy with that, but so they're quite successful and are a very good place to show your result, to build your partnership, both from a technical and not from a commercial point of view, to have the community to live much better and to have much more development, to raise funds for the project and so on. So that's my suggestion for maybe next year or whatever. Okay, so in short, in QGIS, every user has his role, so please come and join us. Thank you. Gracias. Merci.